Sports.
And now we go to the field with Dave Carlson.
And Alliance Bank is your partner when it comes to your health. Section to help cover your health care costs with a high deductible health plan, start a health savings account with Alliance Bank. There are no opening deposit requirements, service charges, or minimum balances to keep. Your health, your money. For more information regarding an HSA account, speak with an Alliance Bank representative today at one of their five locations in Mondovi, Cochrane, Osseo, Gilmanton, and Bluff Siding. Alliance Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Which did nothing to dampen the enthusiasm here. Did the work of the ground crew, though, with watering in the infield.
And you know what? We got it out of the way now, and hopefully we don't have to worry about that for the game here now tonight. So it should be a great game. You know, anybody that's left in a sectional final, you got good competition.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who it is.
Not a game you need to hype by any means,
no.
But we're going to do it anyways. Blair Taylor, since 2017, has been to the state tournament four times. They went back-to-back-to-back, 2017, 18, and 19. Then COVID interrupted that, but they made it back in 2021. So really, four consecutive seasons, they went to the state tournament, and last year, heartbreaking sectional final loss 4-0 to Wisconsin Rapids Assumption.
We did that game, Marty and I did, and you're right. It was one where they took that one hard, and I think it's kind of hardened them for this whole year.
Yeah, these two teams that will play today, the Stratford Tigers out of the Merrillwood South Conference and Blair Taylor, no strangers to one another. They put together a last-minute game back on April 24th, an open date, a date that became open for both of them because of some cancellations and conflicts. So we'll hear from both head coaches in the pregame, and they'll tell us what they remember about that game. We're going to step out for a quick commercial break, then we'll be back with more of the pregame right after this.
Markets.
We're back here on the pregame show, Dave Carlson, and I'm joined by Stratford Tigers head coach Mandy Pankratz. And Mandy, welcome to the sectional final. No stranger to Blair Taylor, as I understand you guys played back in April. What do you remember about that game?
It was a colder night than it is tonight. you know, it was kind of a little bit of a whirlwind. Friday afternoon, I think we had a cancellation. On Monday, we had a cancellation, and I think two teams that were having good seasons just decided to play each other. We've definitely both played a lot of softball in between, so that seems like a very long time ago at this point, but that's what we wanted in our season. We wanted to seek out quality competition. And obviously, you know, now it's a small world. We're back in the same spot we were almost a month ago. So,
For our listeners who aren't quite familiar with where Stratford is, you told me it's sort of between Stevens Point or Marshfield and Wausau, right?
Marshfield, yeah, we're about 10 minutes from Marshfield. So.
And you play in the Merrillwood South Conference. Tell me about what you saw in conference play this year and what you've seen so far in the tournament run.
Well, our conference play and our tournament run were kind of one and the same. We play in a very tough Merrillwood South. There's three Merrillwood South teams playing today to go to state. So if that says anything, and the other Merrillwood South teams that are not playing were knocked out by Merrillwood South teams. You know, that just says a little bit about the toughness of our conference. We had Assumption, who is defending state champions, Edgar, who went to state in that same division last year. I think Assumption and Blair Taylor played in the game to go to state last year. One of the toughest conferences, where we are a very experienced conference with very strong pitching. There's never a night off in our conference. So ideally, that's, you know, prepared us for our postseason run, and we give credit to that. And we had to play a very tough Edgar Arbondale to get to this point. So a credit to softball in Central Wisconsin right now.
So who's going to have the ball in the circle to start the game for you, and what can you tell us about her?
Lainey Pinkratz will have the ball for us. She is our sophomore pitcher. She's not a real big girl, but she, you know, she throws fairly hard, and she has good movement on her ball. She changes levels, changes speeds for us. You know, we concentrate on never the same spot twice, and she does a really good job of hitting her spots. She pitched against them first time around, and threw a nice ball game. They ended up hitting her, but it was after some untimely errors that happened, and that's the game of softball. That happens, but we talked a little bit about things happen for a reason, and you know, maybe that works in our favor today.
Tell us about your game Tuesday night to get here, that sectional semi. Who did you play, and how did it go? Obviously, you won.
We played Arbondale, and they're also in our conference, so we had played them, you know, with all the cancellations this year. We played them in a doubleheader first week in May, I believe. We beat them 5-0, and then they beat us 5-3. So it's very close games. They have a very strong top five in their order who can hit for power, hit for average. And, you know, it was a little bit of a slugfest. I don't know how it was for you guys here, but the just the weather conditions while I was flying on Monday night.
Yep.
Three home runs combined in the game. They had two. We had one. Ours ended up being kind of a three-runner that gave us lead for good. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth game. And you know you're going to have that when you play a team three times in a season.
Oh, yeah.
And that's definitely what it was. And so proud of our grit that we showed. We have played not only our conference schedule, but we have played a tough schedule with, you know, including Blair Taylor, and we've played Medford, and we've played Grantsburg and stuff. And I really think that, you know, not that we were winning all those ball games at that point, but I think that, you know, being in those ball games and showing that little bit of determination helped us win that ball game on Tuesday night.
Stratford head coach Mandy Pankratz, best of luck to you and the Tigers this afternoon.
Thank you, and we appreciate you supporting softball.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame right after this.
GreenleafNaturalGas.com.
Back here on the pregame show, Dave Carlson joined by Blair Taylor Wildcats head coach Greg Bertina. And Greg, congratulations on making it to the sectional finals.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be here again.
Kind of a regular occurrence for you guys lately, but it doesn't take any of the tarnish off of it, or doesn't tarnish it at all, I should say. So you did play Stratford earlier. I looked it up, April 24th here. It was kind of one of those games that got thrown together at the last minute because you both had cancellations. What do you remember about that game?
I remember that they're very aggressive hitters, that they'll come at it very good. That the pitching was good. She throws well for her size. She's got a nice changeup that she mixes in fairly decently. And they got some pretty good hitters, some big hitters there. And very well coached. You could see it in the way their defense was set up in their rotations and things like that.
A feisty Osseo Fairchild Thunder team you faced on Tuesday. Is that kind of how you expected that game was going to go?
Yeah, in a way. Like I said, you know, they had six seniors that are pretty athletic girls. You knew they kind of wanted to keep going and keep playing. And it, like I told the girls, when you get to this, at this point, everybody, you know, everybody can see Madison, out, you know, right out their door, and they want to get there so bad. So you can always get their best.
So you're starting Thompson tonight, and I know as you've gone through the season, it's kind of been Steen, Thompson, Thompson, Steen in some order. Is that what you would expect what happened tonight?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. You know, we keep our rotation going, so it's Abby's turn. But yeah, you'll definitely see LJ Lindsay somewhere probably along the way. Why change what's been working for us this year?
So I looked at the starting lineup tonight, and a couple changes, although as I looked, it was the starting lineup tonight is the same lineup you had out there defensively at the end of the game that Tuesday night.
Yeah, and that's how it usually happens when I have to bring the one in. There's about four position changes. And so, yeah, the next game, that turns to be your starting team right there. So, yeah, that's what you got.
So what's the game plan here in terms of how you're going to deal with Stratford? You know, anything that you can think of that you glean from that last game or from looking at who they've played and what's happened?
Well, we've got a few ideas, you know. We're not the unknown to them, and they're not the unknown to us. You know, we just got to go out and play our ball. Play a good defense, strong pitching, be aggressive on our base pass. Don't change what we've been doing all year.
Blair Taylor, Wildcats head coach Greg Bertina, best of luck to you and the Wildcats today.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame right after this. And we're back here at Blair Taylor High School. Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama, WHTL 102.3 FM, proud to bring you girls sectional final softball action coming up in just about 10 minutes here. And Butch, as we look at the trail that got these two teams here, again, Stratford playing out of the Merrillwood South Conference, took down Spencer in their opening game 16-0 in three innings. Had a little bit tougher matchup in the regional final, or I guess that would have been, yes.
Yep.
Regional final.
They had a bye in the first
5-0 against Edgar. And then in the sectional semi on Tuesday, close game, Stratford came out on top of Auburndale, highly ranked in Division 4, 10-8. For the Wildcats, they opened with a pretty easy game, 15-0 win against Loyal Greenwood. Got much tougher in that second game, that regional final, 4-3 over Luther. And then on Tuesday night on the game, you heard right here, the Wildcats defeat Osseo Fairchild 6-2. So, you know, both teams are happy that they got here, but they don't want to go home a loser tonight. They
nope.
want to be making those plans to get on that bus and go down to Madison, Goodman Diamond, next week. And as we've talked about, real pedigree recently for the Blair Taylor Wildcats.
Yeah.
I updated my numbers, and through the game Tuesday, now 149-12 since 2017, better than a 93% winning percentage. And they're trying to get back to state for the first time since 21. Last year, again, we talked about that. They're introducing lineups. Let's say we step out for a quick break, and then we'll be back.
With our lineups.
With the lineups, yeah. Back right after this.
Look, I could spend 30.
And we're back here at Blair Taylor High School. They're introducing the starting lineups on the field. Here's your starting lineups on WHTL. First for the Stratford Tigers, leading off and playing short, Gracie Schmidt. Batting second and playing center field, Bailey Linsmeyer. Batting third and catching, Emma Roper. In the cleanup spot and playing left field, Tessa Berg. Batting fifth and playing first base, Tria Tubbs. Batting sixth and playing second, Cressa Wenzel. Batting in the seventh spot and playing third base, Sonia Peterson. Lexi Christofferson will bat eighth and play right field. And in the circle first and batting ninth, Lainey Pankratz. For the Blair Taylor Wildcats, and I think we're going to have the national anthem come up here. Pretty much the same order. Steen will lead it off. Abby Thompson will bat second. Lexi Lofgren will bat third. Callie Wagner in the cleanup spot, batting fourth. And we will keep it here for the national anthem today. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem. Again, I think two games in a row we've had a live singer.
Yeah, last night also.
We got to make a note to get the names of those people.
Well, we're not used to having somebody singing it, so that's...
No, it's incredible. Blair Taylor Wildcats lineup, batting first and playing center today, Lindsay Steen. As we said, Abby Thompson will pitch and bat second. Lexi Lofgren in the three hole, she'll play shortstop. Cleanup today, Callie Wagner, who will play first. And then the Frederickson girls, Lydia Frederickson batting fifth and playing left. Madeline Frederickson batting sixth and playing second base. Kirsten Kinji will bat seventh and play right field. Sydney Fremstadt in the eighth spot, playing third base. And the DH, Anna White, batting ninth. Andy Beck, again, the freshman backstop. She'll be back behind the plate. Receiving Abby Thompson to start the game. And as we talked with Craig Bertina, you know, it's like they got a routine going. One game Steen starts, Thompson finishes. The next game Thompson starts, Steen finishes. And I am so glad I kept my chart from Tuesday because I had the defensive lineup all set on my little
chart.
The
way they ended the game is the way they started it tonight, right?
Yeah, that brief rain shower, about
half hour ago,
3:45, 4 o'clock, did nothing more than... water down the infield a little bit, settle the dust, which is nice. We appreciate that. Looks like we're good for at least a couple of hours here, and we are just about set to bring you softball. Again, you're listening to WHTL 102.3 FM Whitehall.
Or you can catch us online at WHTLradio.com and just hit the Listen Live button.
Anywhere in the world, and maybe even on the International Space Station.
And we're ready to go with a sectional final.
Gracie Schmidt will lead it off for Stratford, and she swings through Thompson's delivery, and we are underway here at Blair Taylor High School. The winner goes to Madison. The loser has their season come to an abrupt conclusion. Thompson rocks and fires. That one just a bit high. Evens the count 1-1. Nice crowd here at Blair Taylor as Thompson delivers, and a swing and a miss. Thompson showing some good velocity early on, Butch.
Yeah, and I think the ball's moving just a little bit because from where our vantage point is, Schmidt doesn't look that far behind it, but she hasn't made any contact yet.
1-2 the count. Thompson delivers, and a swing and a miss. And it's one away. That'll bring up Bailey Linsmeyer, center fielder for the Stratford Tigers. Abby Thompson deals. This one hit on to left field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Picked up out there by Fredrickson. She gets it back into the infield. And the Stratford Tigers have the first base runner of the game. You don't have to hit it hard, Butch. Just hit it where they're not.
Yeah, but when it's coming in that fast, even if you get the bat on it, it goes out at a pretty good clip.
Emma Roper steps to the plate. Checks her swing, but gets rung up for a strike anyway. Linsmeyer, the runner at first. We'll see how aggressive Stratford wants to get early here. That one misses high.
Pretty seasoned lineup here for the Stratford Tigers. As I see, they have 9 seniors on their 15-person roster here.
Yeah. 1-1 the count. Thompson deals. This one fouled up and overhead. Hit somebody's car.
Outhouse, I think. Didn't sound solid enough for a car.
When I was interviewing Coach Pankratz before the game, I had to take her away from bump practice. So these girls have been practicing that. Guaranteed. 2-2 the count as Thompson misses high. Again, just underway. One down here, top of the first. No score. This one chopped off the plate. Up with it at third base is Fremstad, and she throws to first. And there are 2 outs here in the top of the first. On the play, Linsmeyer will go to second. And the cleanup batter, Tessa Berg, will step in there. Berg, a senior, playing left field today for the Tigers. Thompson misses high with her first pitch to Berg. Not much going on with that flag in center field, fluttering ever so slightly. And that's a swing and a miss by Berg. The humidity definitely up today.
Yeah.
And not sure what that does to the softball, you know, whether it makes it fly further or dampens it down a bit. This one popped up and over the third base dugout. A couple fans for the Tigers bailing out on that one.
When they say heads up, 90% of the people put their head down.
Yeah, I think heads down is probably better, but why do we say heads up then? And a swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning and the third out. As the Tigers get one, but Strander out at second base. We go to the bottom of the first. No score here in Blair Taylor.
One.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama. And Stratford Tigers get on the hit column first, but leave a runner stranded out there. Wildcats got to feel pretty good about that.
Well, it's always nice to get that first inning out of your way. Ask the teams that faced Osseo Fairchild for the few games there.
Lindsey Steen will lead it off for the Wildcats. Takes the pitch from Pankratz for a ball. Lindsey Steen, all-around great athlete and scholar. Hits this one softly to third base. Secured by Peterson, and there's one out. Steen and Thompson, as we talked about, 1-2 in the batting order, 1-2 in some order in the pitching hierarchy.
Yep.
Abby Thompson stands in there, takes that one low. Pitch from Pankratz catches the strike zone, evens the count 1-1. And yes, if you were paying attention, the head coach Mandy Pankratz and the pitcher Lainey Pankratz, mother, daughter, as that one's fouled back. Lainey Pankratz, just a sophomore, so.
And not very big physically. But she brings it.
1-2 the count. Now in low. And as Coach Pankratz told me, and you probably heard on the pregame, they like to coach her to not hit the same spot twice. So she's going to try to keep them off balance the whole game. As that one fouled down the third baseline. It's not going to be a steady diet of fastballs right down the middle or even fastballs or whatever. It's, which leads me to think that they feel confident that she's got control, that she
must
can hit those different spots. 2-2 the count. This one fouled back. And Lainey Pankratz, not very large physically. Right before she delivers the ball, she kind of does a shoulder twist, which I have not seen. This
that
one is lined out to left field for a base hit. That'll drop. Abby Thompson with a nice stroke to left field.
Coach Pankratz talked about her having a changeup in the pregame show, and Abby Thompson waited that split second and put that one out into left center field.
If you can keep that bat back till the last possible minute, you get a lot better look, but you need fast hands.
Oh.
Lexi Lofgren tries to check her swing on that one, instead takes a swinging strike.
Coach Bertina didn't even have to tell her that one was out of the zone. She knew it.
That pitch from Pankratz misses high, evens the count at 1-1. And again, one out here. We'll see what Blair Taylor wants to do. So far showing signs they're going to just swing away and let the game play out. Perhaps with no outs, it would be a little bit different story with the bunt.
Coach Bettina's closing in on a tenth of a mile already in the first inning in the coach's box.
1-2 as Lofgren holds up on that one for a ball. That'll even the count at 2-2. Pankratz deals high on that one, and Thompson will get into second base with a steal. She didn't go right away.
They timed something here. Her and Coach Bettina were talking there.
So a runner at second, one out. As Lofgren fouls this one back, and every pitch, every batter in this game, you get a sense is like really pivotal, and everybody's hanging on the edge of their seat for this one.
Yep. Nice crowd here, speaking of hanging on the edge of your seats.
That one will miss low, and it's ball four. So two on. And now perhaps the bunt in order, trying to get two runners into scoring position.
I don't know. With your cleanup hitter batting, I don't know if he's going to have her bunt.
I think you're probably right, but you never know. Callie Wagner stands in there. A vicious swing and a miss.
That was a going for 3-0 swing is what that was.
The first five in the Wildcat lineup, all seniors, as Wagner fouls that one up and over the first base dugout. And Lainey Pankratz quickly had the count 0-2.
Ooh.
Wagner swings through that one.
Chased one.
Second out of the inning. And now Lydia Fredrickson steps to the plate. Good opportunity here for Blair Taylor. You don't want to squander this in what probably is going to be a pretty close game. These two teams pretty evenly matched. Fouled back. 10-6 was the final when they played here at Blair Taylor High School back on April 24th, sometime in the closing stages of winter in western Wisconsin. Swing and a miss. And again, Pankratz working ahead in the count. Has the Wildcats a little bit off balance. And another swing and a miss. Strikes out two in the inning. One hit, for Blair Taylor. Two left on base, and after one complete, no score here in this sectional final.
Over.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, we've played through one inning. No score between the Wildcats of Blair Taylor and the Stratford Tigers. Now that flag in center blowing in ever so slightly.
Just got a text from my wife. She said it's a monsoon in Eau Claire right now.
Tria wow. Tubbs, the leadoff batter this inning for Stratford, lines one hard to center field, but Lindsay Steen out there.
I don't think she had to move, did she?
Not much. Cressa Wenzel steps to the plate for Blair Taylor. Wenzel, a junior.
For Stratford.
For Stratford, correct. What did I say?
Blair Taylor.
Holy cow.
He's excited, folks. It's a sectional final.
At least I had a team that was playing here today.
There you go.
Wenzel takes that one up high. That'll even the count at 1-1. Thompson Rocks fires. That one fouled straight back. Bounces off the backstop. Rolls to Lofgren over at, or Fremstad rather, at third, who sends it back to Thompson. 1-2 the count. Here's the delivery, and a swing and a miss. Third strikeout already for Abby Thompson. And with two down, Sonia Peterson, third baseman for the Tigers, steps to the plate. And Thompson starts her out with a strike. Four in a row retired by Thompson after that one-out single back in the first. Another swing and a miss as Abby Thompson dealing now.
And, you know, they kind of have the luxury of telling Thompson, you go out there and you just throw, and once you feel tired, we got Steen to come in.
And that one just misses. Yeah, nice to have that interchangeability in your lineup.
Especially at pitcher, huh?
They do have to move a few other girls around when they do that. And a swing and a miss. Two strikeouts and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Blair Taylor. Wildcats get their bats going here in the second, hopefully. We'll be back right after this.
What really is Health Mart Pharmacy?
Calls that bunt off.
I don't know why we had a commercial playing there. We came back and we were stopped after, so whatever. 1-1 the count. Lainey Pankratz deals. A swing and a miss, says Fredrickson.
Yeah, she looks at coach and says that was high, wasn't it?
She's a lefty.
Man,
trying to get that little slap bunt or slap hit thing going. And she swings and misses on that one. Three consecutive strikeouts for Lainey Pankratz. And in the early going, which I am impressed by her ability to keep the Wildcats off balance. That one fouled off. Kirsten Kinshi at the plate. One of seven seniors in this veteran Wildcat lineup. And she fouls that one back. Madeline Fredrickson, a sophomore, and Anna White, a junior, the only non-seniors, and then Andy Beck, the freshman, playing catcher. 0-2 the count. That one comes in high.
That was a good waste pitch. See, she'd chase it.
Wildcats are going to have to show some patience here. And she does just that, does Kinshi. Lays off that one, evens the count at 2-2.
Is Roper the catcher?
She is.
She questioned that one. She held that one there quite a while. Chases that
one. Swing and a miss, and four strikeouts in a row for young Miss Pankratz. Only a sophomore. So with two down, Sydney Fremstad steps to the plate, trying to figure out Pankratz. He starts her with a strike right down the middle.
you've got to think that their softball future in Stratford looks pretty good with this young lady only being a sophomore.
Absolutely. That one's fouled off. And again, even when Blair Taylor is making contact, it's not strong contact.
Not solid,
with the exception of that ball that Abby Thompson hit in the hole there,
yep,
between third and short. 0-2 the count, and Pankratz gets a foul tip. Roper hangs on, and it is a 1-2-3 back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. And we have played through the second inning. No score. Hang on to your hats, folks. Grab a beverage, grab some chips. We'll be back with the third right after this. Back here at Blair Taylor High School, top of the third. Lexi Christofferson at the plate. Thompson starts her off with the ball up high. 4 seniors in the Stratford Tiger lineup, as this one is lifted to right field.
Oh!
Kinchy had it, and then it popped out of her glove as she was coming on. Madeline Fredrickson going out, and that is going to go as a E9, unfortunately. Got to squeeze that one.
Yep, she made a great judgment and got a good jump on it, but like you said, didn't quite squeeze it.
So with one down, the number 9 batter, the pitcher Lainey Pankratz at the plate, shows bunt. Everybody in the infield was charging.
Second baseman Fredrickson is only a step behind a straight line from first to pitcher.
Shows bunt again, takes a called strike. So nobody out, a man on or a girl on. Stratford looking to play some small ball. Again, shows bunt, fouls that one back.
Well, I think Coach Pankratz is looking at it the same way we are here, that runs are going to be very valuable here tonight, and to get one may be all you need in a game like this.
Absolutely. Both pitchers dealing early. That one fouled off the fence in front of the third base dugout. Somebody made a nice catch off, play off the fence in the Stratford on deck circle. This one line to left, foul, and out of play. So 1-2 the count, nobody out, runner at first. Stratford Tigers trying to get something going in this sectional final. We're in the top of the third, and that one just misses high. Evens the count at 2-2. Infield still playing up. And Pankratz wastes another one.
I got the windshield of the white Chevy pickup over there.
So we'll do it again with a 2-2 count. Abby Thompson. This one hit to short. Up with it is Lofgren. Over to first base. Secured by Wagner. With one down, Lexi Christofferson will move to second.
So she accomplished what she went up there to do by trying to bunt.
Absolutely.
She got
did.
The runner moved to second.
When you get to 2 strikes, your only mission is to make contact. Try and move that runner over, and she the runner was able to move over, even though it was hit to that. Well, had to go, obviously, because. But you're right, exactly. She accomplished it. Back to the top of the order with Gracie Schmidt. Strikeout victim back in the first. Finds herself in an 0-1 hole. Thompson deals. This one fouled back. Thompson with 4 Ks through the first 3 1/3. Check that, 2 1/3 innings. Misses with that one.
Not by a lot. It was a good pitch. See if she could get her to chase.
1-2 the count as Andy Beck looks to the dugout. Thompson set, delivers, and that one misses high. So with a 2-2 count, Abby Thompson, rock and fire, and she gets a swing and a miss. Beck holds on, and that is out number two. Big get there. Coming to the plate, Bailey Linsmeyer had a one-out single back in the first and was stranded at second. She takes Thompson's first pitch down low. And again, a nice crowd behind the backstop, down both lines, and even out there in right field and left field. This one is grounded to Lofgren at short, over to Wagner, and it's three outs. Going to the bottom of the third, no score from Blair Taylor High School. We'll be back back here at Blair Taylor High School. You're listening to the sectional final in Division 4, the Blair Taylor Wildcats hosting Stratford. The pitcher for Stratford, Pancratz, working on 5 Ks in a row. Anna White steps in there, tries to...
We've seen her do that successfully on Tuesday night, fake that bunt and that little punch.
Kind of a swinging bunt yeah. Swing.
As that bunt sign, or looks like she's bunting and pulls it back and slaps at it.
0-1 as she slapped that one in the vicinity of the Wildcat dugout. Shows bunt again. This one popped up.
Oh!
Laying out for it is Roper and can't quite come up with it. About a third of the way down the third baseline.
She did a full-fledged belly flop for that one.
Right off the bat, you could see she was going to try and make a play in that one and almost came up with it. So Pancratz with an 0-2 count. Misses high on that one. White at the plate. Steen and Thompson do up next. Whoa, this one.
She was after you that time.
Straight towards Butch and I. And yes, I did flinch.
Oh, that's what they got the fence there for.
1-2. Got a close-up view of a softball there as that one is grounded to Wenzel at second, over to Tubbs at first.
They've scouted Blair Taylor because she realized how fast White was, and she got rid of that ball in a hurry, the second baseman Wenzel did.
So six in a row set down by Lainey Pancratz. And back to the top of the order for Steen, fouls it back. Coming into this inning, Pancratz had retired 5 straight via the strikeout route.
Steen, just a plain good athlete, as she is the all-time leading scorer in basketball for the Blair Taylor School District.
Steen takes that one low, 1-1 the count.
And you know who held the record prior to her?
Ooh.
Her dad.
No kidding.
Yep, kept it in the family.
I do remember hearing about that, yes. 2-1. Steen popped up to the third baseman.
Yeah, just a little blooper. She got a piece of it her first at bat.
This one is hit out to left field. That's going to fall. Steen will reach with a base hit. Quick throw back into the infield. And with one out, the Wildcats got something going here. Abby Thompson with a single back in the first, stole a base. She'll be looking to try to move the run over. Shows bunt. Pulls it back, and Steen swipes the bag. And again, just as effective as if she would have put the bunt down.
Yep.
Except now there's still only one out and a runner in scoring position. As she swings away, lifts that one to right field. On for it is Christopher. Nice catch by Lexi Christofferson out there. And it's two outs. Steen has to hold. Lexi Lofgren will step to the plate. Reached on a walk, her first time up. Wildcats still trying to figure out Pancratz. That's a called strike.
Two good pitchers going at it here this afternoon.
Yep. That one misses high as Steen almost halfway down to third base by the time that one reaches the plate. That kind of a lead, if that ball gets away at all from Roper, she'll be gone. So Roper digs that one out, missing low. We have seen throughout the season, but especially in tournament play, Butch, how important a poised catcher is.
You better believe it.
I believe Estrum yesterday playing without their primary catcher, and Bjerke jumped in there and didn't miss a beat.
Jake did a great job for the Aliva Strum Cardinals last night.
This one hit high in the air. Second baseman's got it. That's Wenzel. And a base hit by the Wildcats wasted as we go to the top of the fourth. No score here at Blair Taylor. We'll be back right after this.
3-5.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, sectional final action. No score between the Blair Taylor Wildcats and the Tigers of Stratford. As we get set to start the fourth, Emma Roper, sophomore backstop for the Tigers, steps in. And she takes Abby Thompson's first pitch up high for a ball. Thompson set, delivers. This one lined back through the hole between short and third for a base hit. Up with it quickly is Fredrickson. And with nobody out, we'll see if they're playing small ball with a bunt. I told you I saw him practicing at pregame.
Yep.
But then again, I saw the Wildcats too, so it's just part of the game, right?
Yep, they're ready.
Swinging away, follows it back, Tessa Berg. Berg, a strikeout victim back in the first. As Abby Thompson retired the first and last batter in that inning via the strikeout route. That one comes in low, nice dig by Andy Beck behind the plate. This one a swing and a miss. And Thompson working ahead in the count, 1-2.
Neither pitcher's been behind in many counts, have they?
They have not. I'm not sure I've seen a full count that I can remember. This one fouled back.
Pankratz did give up the one walk so far, but like you said, boy, it hasn't been... They've been efficient. They haven't thrown a lot of balls, either of them.
Through three innings, Thompson with five strikeouts. This one fouled straight back. Both teams falling off a lot of balls.
Not getting real good contact, though. Or not consistently getting good contact.
But presumably those are probably good pitches, and they're making contact. As this one is lined to left field, base hit. Quickly up with it, Lydia Fredrickson gets it back into the infield. And with nobody out, Stratford threatening here. Tria Tubbs will come to the plate. She flew out to center field back in the second to lead off the second. She's swinging away, grounds it to shortstop. Lofgren up with it, over to Wagner.
Whoa, I thought she apparently didn't get the tag on the runner going to third.
So a 6-3 putout for Tubbs. Some people thought that she tagged the runner.
That umpire was right there, though. He had the best position.
So on the play, Roper advances to third and Berg to second. At the plate, Cressa Wenzel. Wenzel, a strikeout victim. Thompson starts her out with a strike. So a couple runners potential scoring position here as Thompson fires a strike across the plate there, 0-2.
This is a very pivotal batter here.
Very, very much so. Thompson's got the sign, she delivers, and it's a strike. A big strike three. Two outs. But now a path out of the inning for the Wildcats.
You set yourself up for that path out. Now you just got to finish it and get this out.
Peterson also a strikeout victim of Thompson back in the second inning. Ooh.
A little bit outside.
A little outside. 1-0. No score, top of the fourth. Two down. swing and a miss. Thompson dealing some heat there. One and one. This one fouled back. So Thompson a strike away from getting out of this inning.
We'll let the coaching staff from Blair Taylor breathe just slightly better after having two leadoff singles to start the inning.
Sonia Peterson just gets enough of that one to foul it back. Runners, of course, will be going on contact. They'll get that lead as soon as the ball leaves the pitcher's hand. But any kind of contact, they're going to crank it up. And again, fouled straight back. The humidity and the tension, thick as a knife this afternoon.
Thick enough to cut it with a knife.
Fouled back.
It's that three or four in a row fouled back,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, shocker. All those balls have come back in, though. Nice, honest crowd here. One and two. Thompson rocks, fires, misses high.
Threw a change up there. Thought she could get her to chase something.
And the batter, Peterson, sort of flinched there, but really not in any danger of swinging at that one. She identified that it was not going to be there. So we'll do it again, 2-2. Misses, same spot. First base empty.
So a walk isn't disastrous here.
Runners at second and third. And she will draw the walk.
First walk issued by Thompson tonight.
So with the bases loaded, Lexi Christofferson will come to the plate. Reached on an E9 back in the third. No margin of error here for the Wildcats as they try to navigate their way out of the fourth.
Yeah, not now with the bases loaded.
And again, Thompson.
That's about the fourth pitch in a row that's been high.
Yep. Not finding her spot.
Maybe trying a little too hard?
Maybe overthrowing a little. She'll get a swing and a miss on that one. Foul tip as the catcher Beck hangs on.
And she's thinking, why didn't I throw that one two pitches ago?
Right. Well, see now if she's got that spot, if she hits it again. And she does as it's driven to right field. Not going to catch up with it. One run is in. Two runs are in. The third one coming around, and a big three-run double for Lexi Christofferson. Oh, my. The Wildcats, a little bit of trouble here.
That's one that can change a game right there on one swing of the bat.
That ball was driven to right, and I'm not sure if Kinshi caught it right away off the bat.
She's playing pretty shallow, and that one was hit pretty deep.
There was no question when that one got over her head that it would clear the bases.
And like you said, two out, they were going.
Just a question of whether Christofferson would stop at two or go for three. So with two outs and three runs in for Stratford, Lainey Pankratz steps to the plate, trying to add to the damage for the Tigers.
Help herself a little bit here.
This one driven to left field, fair ball. Over quickly to get it was Fredrickson, but she couldn't handle it cleanly. And Lexi Christofferson will come around from second to score as Lainey Pankratz.
I don't think there would have been anything different. That I think we got to give a hit and an RBI because Christofferson was coming full bore.
Pankratz with the clean single. She stops at first. And back to the top of the order for Gracie Schmidt, the eighth Tiger to bat here in this inning. Three consecutive base runners reached after there were two outs, and two of them have come around to score. and a four-run first inning or four-run fourth so far for the Tigers. 1-1 the count. Abby Thompson trying to regain her composure here and shut this down without any further damage. Gets a swing and a miss there. Throw down to second will not be in time as Pankratz adds insult to injury with a stolen base. And another runner in scoring position for Stratford.
I think we're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Number three,
I believe.
Tessa Miller, a senior. So Lainey Pankratz, after delivering a big RBI single, will go back to the dugout, catch her breath, and get ready to work the bottom of the fourth with at least a 4-0 lead. Gracie Smith, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Little check swing there that fouled straight back. One and two to count. Thompson and the Wildcats looking to get out of this one. That one will miss outside. 2-2. As I recall from the conversations, the first matchup between these two in the regular season was kind of a seesaw affair with Blair Taylor pulling away late. And a swing and a miss. Abby Thompson strikes out two in the inning, but not before four Tigers come across the plate. And we go to the bottom of the fourth, 4-0 Stratford, back with more of this sectional final right after this.
From small town businesses to large.
And back here at Blair Taylor High School in a high energy game. The Wildcats find themselves down 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Callie Wagner will be first up against Pankratz as the Wildcats have some runs to make up. This one skied to Tubbs at first base. She secures it and quickly one out.
Did a nice job. Used her glove to shade her eyes as she was looking pretty much right into the sun on that one.
And you know, as you say that, Butch, and I look out to right field and then back at the sun, I think that may have factored into that misplay by Kinchy out there on right. And it's not so much a misplay as if you
just didn't pick it up
quick.
If that
ball comes out of the sun at the angle it's at, yep. It's pretty tough. 0-1 the count to Lydia Fredrickson, strikeout victim in her first appearance. Pankratz with the grounder over to Tubbs and quickly two outs. You're trying to make up runs. You don't want to see this. Very impressed with Lainey Pankratz.
Well, the Tigers got their runs after two are out. Let's see if the Wildcats can follow suit.
Nice little bunt down the third baseline. Throw over to first base is not in time as Madeline Fredrickson beats it out. Kind of a little swinging chop bunt down the third baseline. And the lefty-handed hitting Fredrickson beats it out. And just like you said, Butch, two outs. Wildcats got to make something happen as Kirsten Kinchy comes to the plate, takes that one for a strike. Pankratz rocks, fires. This one hit out to center field. Not going to get there. As that falls in, one run is in as Madeline Fredrickson comes around.
Hit.
I'm not sure what you give there.
What's the official score giving that one? Hit? Hit?
So that'll turn out to be a double for Kirsten Kinchy. And the Wildcats in business.
Just to get that one run on the board after two outs is big for the Wildcats.
Kinchy makes it a 4-1 ball game as Sydney Fremstead stands in there, swing and a miss, 0-1. Yeah, how huge is that? You're in danger of going down 1-2-3, and instead back-to-back hits as this one misses low.
Pankratz wanted that one.
that hit off the bat of Kinchy was falling between the left and center fielder. The left fielder had a chance to make a play, but couldn't quite secure the ball. 2-1 the count now. This is the first big threat the Wildcats have mounted against Pankratz. He gets a called strike at the knees on that one. Anna White, the DH, waiting in the on-deck circle about 5 feet from us. This one fouled back. Kinchy will retrace her steps from third to second. And she has to retreat. With a 2-2 count, Pankratz rocks, fires in the dirt. And Kinchy will advance to third base on the wild pitch. And I think that runs the count full, indeed. As this one is hit down the third baseline, foul off the fence.
Almost got Andrew. Andrew Dennehy from the Trump LaCoin Times on his stool taking photographs over the top of the fence there.
So Roper, the catcher for the Tigers, has to be on her toes here, as that one also misses low for ball four. Yeah, that's ball four. Fremstead stood in the box and her
teammates are saying, I want
to
hit.
That's ball four. That's ball four.
You send her?
I would. Greg Bertina calls timeouts. He'll have a conversation with.
I think we're going to have a pinch runner.
Probably a courtesy runner, but for whom?
It'll be for Fremstead, I believe. Yep, number nine.
Number nine for the Wildcats, Daffinson. Landon Daffinson. We've seen her
do this
run a few times, and then Fremstead will come back in on the reentry. So Daffinson, the runner at first.
Only a freshman.
Kinchy at third. And Anna White, big spot for the Wildcats, down 4-1 with two outs. Shows bunt, pulls it back, takes a ball. And indeed, Daffinson didn't wait long, and she swiped second. So Wildcats putting some pressure on the Tigers here. Shows bunt again. Last minute, slaps that one foul. Evens the count 1-1. Could tie up the game with a long ball here. Takes the called strike. As happy as I'm sure everybody would be with the long ball, a base hit here would be key.
Yeah, it would.
As that misses low. Nice.
Well,
dig
a walk would get you back to the top of the order, too. So.
Nice dig by Roper. 2-2 the count. Lainey Pankratz rocks and fires again, fouled off. Just adding to the tension and excitement here in this sectional final ball game.
Top half is in. There's a couple girls for Stratford that did the same thing. Fouled it off.
This one is hit to short. Up with it is Schmidt over to Tubbs. And the side is retired, but not before the Wildcats get one back. As we go to the fifth, 4-1 Stratford. We'll be back here at Blair Taylor High School right after this.
TheDeals.com.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, and we've got some defensive shuffling as Lindsey Steen will come in to pitch. I think Lofgren will go to short.
No, Thompson
will go
to short.
Thompson will go to short, you're right. And I think Kinchy probably will be in center.
Yep. White went to right field.
And White goes to right. That is part of the big four-person switch that Coach Bertina does when he swaps these pitchers. Bailey Linsmeyer will lead it off for the Tigers as she lifts this one to short. Underneath it is Thompson. And that's out number one. Fremstad should still. Well, who's out there at third base now?
23, Lofgren.
That's right. Lofgren is there. All right. I think we got it all set as Lindsey Steen gets a swing and a miss from Emma Roper. Roper on the afternoon, 1-for-2. She scored a run back in the fourth. Lead again off for the Tigers. Pops that one up and, no, not quite out of play. Almost coming up with it was Andy Beck.
I think it was dead. I think it hit the top of the fence.
Yeah, I thought it was going to get out, and then all of a sudden she was.
They got on the way up and ticked the fence.
So 0-2 as Lindsey Steen works ahead in the count. Already one down here in the top of the fifth. This is high with that one. One and two the count. Steen fires. This one lifted to second base. Make that first as Wagner calls off Madeline Fredrickson and out.
Wagner's quite a bit taller. She got it there first.
Yeah, it looked like Madeline Fredrickson had it all the way, and then it just drifted into Wagner's glove. Tessa Berg, a single last time up, pops this one to first base in foul territory in a quick 1-2-3 inning, exactly what the Wildcats needed. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth, some ground to make up. But the Wildcats will be sending the top of the order to the plate. 4-1, Stratford, back after this.
But now you're close to home.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, starting the bottom of the fifth, Lindsey Steen winds one to the second baseman, Wenzel. Nice grab and throws over to Tubbs as she picked that one up off the dirt.
Short hopped that one beautifully.
And one out here quickly in the fifth. Abby Thompson, 1-for-2 with a stolen base, comes to the plate. And this one popped straight up. Underneath it is Roper. And trying to claw your way back, not the way you want to start.
Roper, only a sophomore, along with the pitcher, Pankratz. They got quite a battery going there for a while.
Lexi Lofgren steps to the plate. 0-for-1 with a walk in the first. Takes inside. Still 7 outs at least to play with. But you got to start making some ground up here.
Yeah. You got one there in the bottom of the fourth that really helped, but now you need to keep building on that. You don't want to leave everything for the seventh.
This one is grounded off the third baseman's glove. Peterson, that'll go as an error, allowing Lexi Lofgren to reach.
Well, they did it last inning. They got that run after two were out. Let's see if they can deja vu it all over again.
That one seemingly was right into the mitt of Peterson on the ground.
I think she closed her glove just a split second early.
I think you're right. Callie Wagner now stands in there for the Wildcats, takes a called strike. Wagner 0-for-2, and we'll see if they send Lofgren here. Some risk, but some reward as well, as that one falls between the bleachers behind home plate.
You know, both pitchers got to be getting a little bit of a rise ball because the batters on both sides are popping up, popping up, popping up.
So Lainey Pankratz, 0-2 the count as that ball that was fouled out, retrieved and sent back into play. Wagner takes inside, and I don't think it missed by much. Lydia Fredrickson waits in the on-deck circle. Or does she? Number 24 in the on-deck circle. Yeah, Lydia Fredrickson. I just wrote down the wrong number, that's all.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss by Wagner.
That's her first strikeout in
a
few innings.
So no runs, no hits, an error, and time is ticking away on the Wildcats. 4-1 as we go to the top of the sixth, back after this.
Where the things I buy are made is important to me. So when I needed new windows...
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, Dave Carlson and Butch Halama, Tria Tubbs will lead it off for the Stratford Tigers. We're up 4-1 over Blair Taylor. Steen gets a swing and a miss from Tubbs. And it's 0-1. This one fouled back, and Steen working ahead in the count 0-2. Wildcats looking to hold the Tigers off the scoreboard and then see if they can rally late in this game. Wind now blowing in from center.
Whoa.
Checks her swing, does Tria Tubbs, and takes a ball. Looked like she wanted to offer at that one.
Yeah, it did.
Front elbow was way out there, but the bat stayed back. Now Steen delivers one in the dirt. Nice stop by Beck. Evens the count at 2-2. Tigers looking to tack on. This one chopped off the plate. Over to Thompson at short. Throws across the diamond in time. Wow. For out number one.
For a bigger gal, Tubbs really got down the line fast.
And the first base umpire kept us a little bit in suspense there. I thought she beat it out, but he waited just that split second. Probably wanting to make sure she held on.
Could be.
Cressa Wenzel, swing and a miss at Steen's first offering. Wenzel 0 for 2 on the afternoon, a pair of K's. This one just misses. Evens the count at 1-1. Blair Taylor trying to rally in this sectional final, as that one misses just below the knees. Lindsey Steen on in relief of Abby Thompson, who ran into some big-time trouble in the fourth. Catches the strike zone with that one to even the count at 2-2. All of the runs scoring after two were out. Blair Taylor had a path out of that inning. As this one misses and the count runs full. Back in that consequential fourth, Roper led off with a single, and Berg followed with a single. Full count delivery. This one grounded right back to Steen, who'll throw over to Wagner for the second out. And after two were out, a walk, a double, which plated three runs, and then a single, which plated another, and just like that,
boom,
a four-run inning. Sonia Peterson takes Steen's first offering inside. That is five in a row retired. I think that's six in a row retired by the Wildcats, as Steen gets the strike zone there for a, making a 1-1 count. So Blair Taylor showing some signs of at least stabilizing things. They got to run back. Need to get out of this inning as Steen gets another called strike. 1-2. Steen's got her sign. Delivers. And that's fouled back. We'll do it again with a 1-2 count. And you know, Butch, I mean, I'm a broadcaster, and I've got these little butterflies in my stomach about this game. You know, obviously, we're down to one team left that we're following in girls softball, as this one is lined into right field for a base hit. You can just imagine how the girls are feeling about it here. Everything they've played for all season long,
they might
on
be,
the line.
They might be calmer than us, though.
I think they might be.
We're just out here doing our job. courtesy runner here, or pinch runner.
That is number one, Ava Wex.
Wex, I think.
Wex. Ava Wex. W-E-I-X. Unless it's Ava.
Weeks.
Ava. Ava Weeks. Wex.
The PA announcer went with Weeks.
I'll go with Ava Weeks. Pinch runner at first base and Lexi Christofferson at the plate. She is the star of the game so far with that big three-run double back in the fourth.
And then scored herself later in the inning.
Three RBIs, one for two in the afternoon, and a run scored. Lifts this one high down the line in right field. Can't see what's going on over there. I don't think she caught it.
Nope.
So that would be a long and loud strike. More importantly, makes the count 0-2. And with a strike here, Lindsey Steen could get the Wildcats out of the top of the sixth. She has her sign, delivers, just misses. Hanging on every pitch here. As we are into June softball, a berth in the state tournament on the line. Checks her swing, does Christofferson. And I don't think the oohs and ahs are about the check swing. I think most people thought that one caught the plate. 2-2 the count as Steen deals again and now hits her in the elbow or the hand.
Man, that's
obviously Christofferson in big pain.
Oh, my gosh. Umpire, he's saying it hit her elbow. She's holding her hand.
Yeah, I thought I saw elbow. But
you know, she didn't make any attempt at her elbow. She was holding her hand the whole time.
Holding the hand, which was on the bat.
So that's a part of the bat. It's a foul ball.
Hit by pitch will be the official score. Umpire's not even conferring on that one. So Lainey Pankratz with a chance to drive in a run again. Takes a called strike. As Weeks got a big jump off second and then slammed down the brakes. Both runners will retreat. Swings through that one. Makes the count 0-2. And now Christofferson over there at first base. She looks okay. But she was in some obvious pain. Steen delivers. And again, just misses the strike zone. Got to get out of this inning without any more damage.
Yeah, you can't allow any more here.
And Steen gets a swing and a miss for strike three in the third out of the game, inning.
Her first strikeout, and it came at a very big time.
Yeah, so no runs on a hit. There was a hit batter, no errors, and nobody left on. To the bottom of the sixth we go right after this break. Two. And we're back at Blair Taylor High School. Dave Carlson alongside Butch Lama. Sectional final going to the bottom of the sixth. Blair Taylor on the short end of a 4-1 score to Stratford. Lydia Fredrickson, 0-2 on the afternoon, starts it off for the Wildcats, fouls this one back. We were told by Coach Pankratz in the pregame that her daughter, Lainey, mixes things up, and I think that's been the theme of the afternoon is keeping the Wildcats off balance.
Yep. She hasn't relied on just one pitch or one location.
Wildcats only with a few good strokes on that one. As now Fredrickson fouls it back again.
They've only got four hits on the day.
And only a couple have really been driven.
Yep.
Weak contact for the most part. When they have been able to make it. 1-2 the count. Pankratz delivers. Again, fouled off. Nice catch out there by somebody. And a strong throw back in on one bounce to Lainey Pankratz. Back in the circle, toes the rubber. Again, fouled back by Fredrickson, staying alive. Waiting on deck is Madeline Fredrickson. and Kirsten Kinchy in the hole. Wildcats looking to rally. This one popped up. Third baseman coming over in foul territory. That is Peterson, and she makes the catch. One down, and it is, the clock is ticking away on the Wildcats here. Still time. But they got to get something going. Madeline Fredrickson, bright spot back in the fourth as she singled and came around to score.
The only score of the evening for the Wildcats.
This one fouled off the fence in front of the Stratford dugout. Owen won the count. Amy Pankratz delivers, and this one fouled up and out of play over the third base dugout. Owen to the count. Coach Bertina trying to convey some words of encouragement to Madeline Fredrickson. 0-2 the count. Again, fouled up, and this one caught by Roper behind the plate for out number two.
Starting to see a few smiles forming on the faces of the Tigers from Stratford.
As we have previously discussed, you don't celebrate until it's confirmed and final. Kirsten Kinchy fouls that one up and over the backstop, and that's kind of become a broken record today, following it up and over.
Yeah, and they are not celebrating, but you can just see the confidence in their faces.
The glass half empty, half full on that one is that perhaps they're just missing on those ones they fall back. Again, followed straight back into the backstop. 0-2 the count to Kirsten Kinchy. If she reaches, Sydney Fremstad will come to the plate. Pankratz in control and gets a swing and a miss. Foul tip, catcher hangs on. And the Wildcats can do nothing but hope that they can hold them in the top of the seventh and then get a big bottom of the seventh. 4-1 after six. We'll be back right after. Back here at Blair Taylor High School, we have reached the seventh. Stratford Tigers clinging to a 4-1 lead here. And I guess the Merrillwood Conference is for real, Butch.
I believe you.
As Lindsey Steen starts off, Gracie Schmidt with a strike.
Well, didn't the coach, didn't Pankratz say that?
She said
that
there were three other teams playing for, and they
must
not be in
state.
The same division.
Nope.
As this one misses low, 1-1. But yeah, as high as the expectations were for Blair Taylor coming in here, and they have seen Stratford beat them earlier. Right now, things not looking good as this one's chopped off the plate. Wagner fields the ball, tags her.
No, he said she missed.
No, she's out. So what's going on?
Oh, she didn't. She walked off the bag, and Steen had the ball.
So
she ran and tagged her, but dropped the ball.
We're going to have a discussion here.
But she walked out of the base pass,
and
now she's out.
Yeah, I think you're right. She missed the tag, and Schmidt made it down to first base, but then thought she was out, and essentially conceded the base as she walked back towards home plate.
Yep.
Big error for the Tigers, and I'm not sure how we score that, but it's an out either way. Steen's first pitch misses just outside. Critical mistake by the runner there.
Yeah.
Wagner fielded that ball about three-quarters of the way up the baseline. Tried to get the swipe tag on it, as this one is now hit out to left field for a base hit.
How big is that looking?
Would have had runners at first and second with nobody out instead. A runner at first and one out. Emma Roper comes to the plate. Roper, 1-for-3 on the afternoon, singled and scored back in the fourth. How huge would a double play be, Butch?
Yeah. Oh, I think Coach Pitina and his team here, the Wildcats, would take that.
Steen gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch into her delivery. That one misses high. 1-1 the count, top of the seventh, 4-1 Stratford over Blair Taylor. Steen delivers. This one hit out to right field. Underneath that one is White. Nice catch by her in a very pivotal moment in the game, and there's two outs. Gets the ball back in quickly, holding Linsmeyer at first. And Tessa Berg coming into the plate. Also had a single in the fourth. This one sent to short. Squeezed by Thompson for out number three. So it all comes down to this. We're going to the bottom of the seventh. Blair Taylor needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. We'll be back to tell you how it all ends up right after this.
Holden.
And you often hear the expression, everyone hits, and it's going to be that kind of inning needed for Blair Taylor as they start this one off down 3 in the sectional final.
You don't have to necessarily hit. You can walk. You can even get hit, but everybody needs to get on base.
That's right. Everybody is getting on base is the mantra here. As Anna White, or check that, Sydney Fremstad starts it off with a foul ball, now swinging a miss. Quickly in an 0-2 hole. Fremstad on the afternoon, a walk and a strikeout. She did steal a base in the fourth and was stranded. Lainey Pankratz walks, fires, and gets a K. One down. Anna White step into the batter's box. Lindsey Steen due up next. Pankratz starts White off of the strike. I'd like to get a couple on and then see if somebody could pop one in the gap. Fouled off her leg.
And as it's been all game, Pankratz has been ahead in the count to nearly every batter.
Just totally keeping the Wildcats off balance, not knowing what's coming up there and having to try to adjust on the fly. That one misses high. And you don't know if that's a planned miss high or
it's
what.
A heck of a waste pitch if it was planned. Or if it...
This one fouled back. Nice play by the young lady on a bounce.
Got it.
1-2 the count. Pankratz into her windup. Just misses inside. And yeah, Roper held that one a long time, hoping to get that call. Instead, it'll be a 2-2 count with one down. 4-1 Stratford, bottom of the seventh here at Blair. Oh, and what did you talk about? That's one way to get on base as White takes one for the team.
You bet.
So with one out, Lindsey Steen comes to the plate. The senior looking to try to extend her high school career. Good take by her as that one misses inside. For the seniors, it's win or have your high school career end prematurely. And even though they've had a nice history of success over the last 4 years and a great season, they would trade all of that for a win today. As this one is hit down the left field line, over the fence, foul.
Almost got Andrew again.
Steen making some good contact, but needs to straighten it out. 1-2 the count. As that ball was sent back into play to Pankratz. A lot of poise today shown by the sophomore hurler for Stratford.
You're right.
Misses high. 2-2 the count as the Wildcats hanging on.
They need base runners.
This one is driven out to left field. Underneath it is Berg. Secures the catch for out number two. And folks, it all comes down to this. Abby Thompson, another senior, looking to extend her high school career. Still a little bit of a mountain to climb here, down 4-1. Thompson on the afternoon, 1-for-3. She almost gets hit as that one comes in chin high, a little bit inside.
Can't look at that. You need three runs. You just got to look that I need to get on base.
That one right down the middle of the plate. 1-1 the count. Lainey Pankratz trying to close it down for the Tigers. This one fouled back by Abby Thompson. And so here we are, Butch. 1-2 the count. Pankratz has had him off balance all game. You need a base runner here. She deals and fouls it back, does Thompson.
She's got to have a little rise on that ball because the whole seven-inning game, Blair Taylor batters have been just under it, just under it, just under it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 1-2, Pankratz deals, and a swing and a miss. And the season comes to an unfortunate and premature conclusion for Blair Taylor as they fall in this one, the sectional final in D4, to the Stratford Tigers 4-1. Hats off to Lainey Pankratz and Mandy Pankratz, the head coach of the Tigers, as they secure the sectional title here at the Blair Taylor sectional. They'll go on to state next week in Madison, and we wish them lots of luck. For the seniors, Lindsay Steen, Abby Thompson, Lexi Lofgren, Callie Wagner, Lydia Fredrickson, Kirsten Kinchy, and Sydney Frimstad, we feel for you, girls.
Bittersweet end to their career.
Tough, tough game. For the second year in a row, the Wildcats dispatched in a sectional final, oh so close to getting back to Madison. We're going to step out. We'll come back with some statistics and a player of the game right after this.
It's some
back here at Blair Taylor High School, where the Stratford Tigers are getting ready to receive their sectional championship trophy. Blair Taylor Wildcat girls getting their participation medals in the sectional final, which will be followed by the trophy presentation. Again, just a tough, tough ending to this otherwise spectacular season. Stratford, the first unranked team in D4 that they have lost to. Every other loss, the other three in the season, all the ranked teams, Prescott and Fall Creek and St. Charles, Minnesota. But you knew coming into this one with who Stratford had knocked off that they were for real.
Yep.
And we heard about it in the pregame show that this young Lainey Pankratz was a pitcher, and she could pitch, not just a one-trick pony.
Yep.
And she showed it all game long. Keeping the Wildcats off balance. But you got stats that we
Yeah, I got some
here?
Stats that we can go by. The Blair Taylor Wildcats end up scoring one run on four hits. Stratford ends up scoring four runs on seven hits. The pitching numbers, Abby Thompson started for Blair, went the first four innings, gave up four runs on five hits, one walk, seven strikeouts. Going the last three innings for the Blair Taylor Wildcats was Lindsay Steen, who gave up no runs on two hits and struck out one. So the pitching line for the Blair Taylor Wildcats looks like this. They gave up four runs on seven hits, hit a batter, walked one, and struck out eight. For the victorious Tigers of Stratford, sophomore Lainey Pankratz goes the whole way, giving up only one run on only four hits. She had one wild pitch, hit a batter, walked two and struck out nine. So great pitching line there by the sophomore Pankratz.
Absolutely. So we are going to step out here for a break. We'll come back with the player of the game right after this. Again, a 4-1 heartbreaker as Blair Taylor loses the sectional final to Stratford. Back with more of the postgame right after this.
2-1.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama. And, you know, the heartbreak happened for many of these Blair Taylor girls at the state tournament in basketball.
Yep.
And today it happens in the sectional final, a game away from state. And, you know, they all look like they are taking it okay.
Well, it's a tough road here because they played a good game. They just ran into a better team. Very, very similar to actually what happened last year when they lost to Assumption. You just ran into a very good pitcher on a very good day, and it was tough.
They held them at bay for 6 out of 7 innings, but it was just that one 4-run fourth that spelled doom for the Wildcats. I think we've had an idea probably since the 5th or 6th inning of how this one would go for player of the game if indeed Stratford held on, and it should not come as any surprise.
No.
Butch?
Napa Parts and Performance with locations in Blair and Independence brings you the player of the game as they do each and every game all year long. A big tip of the hat to Mike and Seth Benedict. They carry all your auto part needs. They've got farm parts. They've got the Auto Center 2.0. And sophomore Lainey Pankratz, who not only was 1 for 3 with an RBI, she went the full 7 innings, giving up only 1 run to a very good hitting Blair Taylor team. 4 hits, 9 strikeouts.
Hats off to Lainey Pankratz.
So Lainey Pankratz is the Napa Parts and Performance Plus WHTL player of the game. That wraps up our softball season. I want to thank Dave Carlson for filling in and doing a great job. We kind of got to know what we were doing by the end of the season.
Yeah, just in
between
time,
weather
right?
And everything else. We are not done for our spring sports, though, as we'll be right back here in Blair Taylor High School next Tuesday, June 6th, as we will be here for the baseball Division 3 boys, 4, Division 4 boys sectional, as Aliva Strum will be taking on Pittsville. So that'll be a breakfast buffet
9:30 pregame.
9:30 pregame with a 10 o'clock start.
Pitch.
So we'll we'll see you then.
And if you want to pencil us in for our first girls softball game sometime, you know, in the last week of March or maybe the first week of April or whenever Mother Nature decides to cooperate, we'll be here again. But, Butch, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. It's been great bringing our listeners girls high school softball. And, again, the season not over. We'll see you back here at Blair Taylor High School on the radio Tuesday morning. So that's it. Again, the 4-1, the final, Stratford winning the Blair Taylor sectional over the Blair Taylor Wildcats. Have a good evening, everybody, and we will see you back with girls softball next year.
Enjoy today's game between Stratford and Blair Taylor. Our game was brought to you by Alliance Bank, Stetzer Electric, Hobberson Lumber, AMPI, Arcadia Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Galesville Dental, Blair Health Mart Pharmacy, Soul Sisters, Brandy's Neighborhood Market, Greenleaf Trucking, Blair Online Auctions, Jack Funeral Home, Wamini State Bank, Tricor Insurance, Riverland Energy, Osseo Automotive, Midwest Natural Gas, Blair Meat Market, Gunderson Tri-County Rehabilitation Services, Edrick Express Mart, Arcadia Credit Union, Central Builder Supply, Hixton Cheese and Village Market, Mullis Insurance Agency, Co-op Credit Union, Reedy Concrete Construction, Holton Sporting Goods, Tri-County Communications, Thurston Ridge Soap Company, Lily of the Valley, Napa Parts Performance of Blair and Independence. This has been a presentation of WHTL Sports. Now back in the greatest hits in Wisconsin's heartland on 102.3 WHTL.